Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's time to play like a Jet
with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Mekhi Becton, ladies and gentlemen. Human beings that large should not run as fast as Mekhi Becton did. And if you like people just abusing other humans, the Mekhi Becton tape is for you.
Denzel Mims with another monster score of 70 yards.
Quick pass to Crowder, trying to get him out of space. Slaps a tackle, and there he goes. Crowder, it's a foot race, and Crowder is in there. A 69-yard touchdown.
Darnold escapes, trying to buy himself some time. Fires end zone. It's caught. Incredible play by Darnold.
He'll hit immediately.
He got the handoff.
Q-Nators.
The Q-Nator.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, thank you.
From the TOJ Digital Studio, this is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1. And it's time for a 2021 NFL Draft Stock Report with our man who is the senior draft analyst over at WalterFootball.com, Charlie Campbell. Charlie, what's going on, buddy?
Not much. How you doing, Scott?
I'm doing well, but probably not as well as Christian Darrisaw and Kyle Pitts are going to be doing after they get drafted in April. Both men declared for the draft. Darrisaw's team, Virginia Tech, is not going to be playing in a bowl game, so that was an easy one for him. But for Kyle Pitts, he decided not to play in his upcoming bowl game and get ready for the draft. Talk to me about what you're hearing with these two guys and their draft stock.
Yeah, with Darrisaw, I've heard some teams have him in the first. They think he's a legit guy there. Other teams have him on day two. So it's going to be really with a lot of the offensive linemen, with him, with Slater, Alex Leatherwood, Sam Cosmi. A lot of these guys, it's a beauty is in the eye of the beholder kind of thing. So definitely, you know, the teams are going to vary from team to team, but it only takes one to fall in love. So Darrisaw definitely has a shot at going in the first round and potentially early there. And then for Pitts, it's just he is across the scouting community. Everybody just loves what he can bring to the table in terms of being a receiving mismatch. Some scouts I've spoken to feel he's more dynamic receiving talent and more mismatch potential than Jamar Chase or Devontae Smith. They think Pitts could be the most dangerous receiving weapon in this draft. So definitely, you know, he's making the right decision in coming out because he's probably going to go in the top 10. And a lot of people feel that he's a better tight end prospect than Eric Ebron or TJ Hawkinson or OJ Howard, some of the guys who've gone in the top 20 in recent years.
We won't see Kyle Pitts or Christian Darrisaw when it comes to bowl season, but it's not because of injury. But if it was because of injury, then you would know that if it was due to someone else's negligence, it could potentially be a life-changing event for those guys. Because when that happens, you want to make sure that you have a legal team that is fighting for you and will make sure you receive full compensation for your injuries. You want to be able to call your legal team whenever you want. You don't want your file to be on a shelf with hundreds of others. You don't want your lawyers to be afraid to go to court. Here's what you do want. The legal team at Faruqi and Faruqi, they give every client their personal cell phone number to call 24/7. They limit the number of clients they represent at one time. And they've got a long track record of taking on insurance companies, corporations, and the government in court. And best of all, a long track record of winning. Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome. Learn more about them by going to nylegalteam.com. That's nylegalteam.com. And Charlie, boy, we get to quarterbacks, and it was ugly for Justin Fields in the Big Ten championship game. If not his worst performance of the season, certainly right there with that game against Indiana. On the flip side, Mac Jones did very well. Kyle Trask played very well. And I know that you've said over time that Kyle Trask seems to be more of a second rounder to you, but I just keep having this feeling that somebody at the back of the first round is going to take him because he's been so consistently good this season. Maybe not superstar level, but it's hard for me to see a kid with that kind of arm talent who's that big not go at some point in the first round. Where do you see the stock of these quarterbacks right now, and just how much do you think Justin Fields hurt himself over the weekend?
The problems that Fields showed against Northwestern in the Big Ten championship are the same issues we've seen with him over the course of this season and last year. Just pocket awareness, pocket passing, all of those problems just in some ways are coming from a lack of experience. You know, Fields is going into the NFL having basically only been a 1.5 year starter. So he needs development. And that's not surprising that some of the issues that he has with pocket awareness and handling the rush was something that Pat Fitzgerald and the Northwestern defense took advantage of because they're smart. They see the film. They knew how to get after him and give him a frustrating day. But Fields is definitely a really talented player, and he has a great skill set and a lot for NFL teams to work with. And Trask can finish the season, or regular season, I guess, well. But yeah, I just haven't heard NFL teams project him into the first round. I've heard the highest grade I've heard on him is the second round. Some have him lower than that even. So I think the second round is most likely where he ends up going. Mac Jones, similarly, the highest grade I've heard on him from teams is the second round. Some have him lower. So I think Trask and Jones, though, are safe to go on the second day of the draft.
And Kellen Mond might be making a push to go somewhere in late day two or early day three, right? Because he did very well in his game for Texas A&M.
Yeah, some teams had graded him in the third round. We'll see throughout the process. The meetings are going to be important for him because Texas A&M really simplified things for him this year. A lot of throws seem to be predetermined. So doing well in the meetings and on the board would really help him. But he did show improvement each year with Jimbo Fisher, became a more refined passer. So he definitely has a shot at being a guy that sneaks into day two, could be a developmental backup, and then the teams will just see how he progresses. But he definitely could be a solid backup quarterback and project to be that when it's coming time for the draft.
Some really good running back performances over the weekend, Charlie. We saw more from Najee Harris, 5 touchdowns and over 200 yards of total offense. He's making a real case for the Heisman Trophy and also to be running back number one in this draft. But another guy who played very well over the weekend is making a case to be the number one running back in the draft. And that, of course, is Travis Etienne of Clemson. So those two guys did really well. Ramondre Stevenson did very well also. And then, of course, you had an excellent performance in the Ohio State game, which I don't think a lot of people saw coming. But some interesting draft possibilities here. Two guys that could go in the first round, and two other guys that could go day two, day three, but could plug in right away as starters potentially.
Yeah, definitely. I think Stevenson could go in the mid rounds, third round, maybe fourth round, could be a nice solid rotational back, and maybe he develops into more than that. Etienne is, I think, really solid player just in terms of the improvements he's made as a receiver this senior year, getting stronger, showing ability to pick up more yards after contact. And Harris just looks like a future three-down starter in the NFL. It'll be interesting to see as far as first round, because we've seen a lot of running backs slide in the draft just because teams aren't valuing as many running backs in the first round as, say, they did 10, 20 years ago. And we've seen that with guys like, you know, Derrick Henry being a second-round pick. We've had some go high in the first round, say like Leonard Fournette or Ezekiel Elliott, Christian McCaffrey. But for the most part, that position, you see a lot of them sliding into the second round and turning into nice values for teams at that point. So it was like similar to last year, DeAndre Swift going in the second round to Detroit, Edwards-Helaire just barely snuck in at the end of the first round, but that's kind of where teams are projecting a lot of these running backs. So I think that's where Harris and Etienne may end up going very late in the first round or very early in the second round.
Good day for wide receivers as well. Once again, Devontae Smith just outstanding for Alabama. Somebody that looks like he could go somewhere in that 10 to 20 range potentially. The only thing holding him back, as we said before, Charlie, is his size. And then you look around and some other great performances throughout the day as well. You got the opportunity to watch Amari Rodgers, for example. Maybe he could be a package with Trevor Lawrence at the next level. And Kadarius Toney, what else can you say about him? He's small, but absolutely electric. How did these guys do over the weekend in terms of helping their stock? And did anybody else stand out to you at wide receiver?
Yeah, well, Smith definitely just kind of has just proven once again, as he's played all year, but Florida's defense has been terrible and their secondary has been exploited all year. So he definitely did what he should against a team that struggles to defend the pass. But he's just an electric player. And if he were a little bit thicker and heavier, I think he could, you know, he'd be a top 10 pick all day long. But given the thinner build, I think that might send him down a little bit, especially as teams eye him up during the pre-draft process. But I still think he's going to go top 20. And last year we saw the receivers that were projected to go high, Jerry Jeudy, CeeDee Lamb, slide a little bit lower than expected. So we'll see how the process plays out and whether that happens again with a guy like Smith. Definitely Toney has helped himself this year. He's really flashed over the previous years at Florida, but just had injuries. He's has a pretty thick build, just not a lot of height to him. And he's a really diverse player in terms of what you can do with him, really dangerous with the ball in his hands. He's similar to a Deebo Samuel or a Curtis Samuel. And I could see Toney probably going in the second round. Some teams are going to have medical concerns and durability concerns with him, but he like those guys, he's really versatile in what you can do with him on offense, where you line him up and how you get him the ball, and he makes plays when he has the ball in his hands. So I think Toney probably is going to end up going in the second round.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
How about in the trenches, Charlie? Offensive line and defensive line. Who helped and hurt themselves this past weekend?
Well, you know, at this point of the year, scouts have already been through and really done most of their reports on these guys. So there isn't a whole lot of movement at this time of the year. But in terms of the defensive line, the Iowa defensive tackle, Davion Nixon, has really closed out this season well. He didn't play yesterday, but he's finished this year well, showing the ability to be an interior pass rusher, has a lot of upside. Some teams have graded him in the second round. It wouldn't surprise me if he ends up going in the first round, though, if he declares for the draft. So he's a defensive lineman that's really, really helped himself of late. Another edge rusher slash linebacker that's really helped himself this year has been Zaven Collins from Tulsa. Really versatile, 6'4", 260, can play as an edge rusher. He can play inside linebacker, has just been phenomenal this year. He could go late first round, early second round, so he's helped himself lately.
Let's talk defensive back, Charlie. Who'd you see that you like towards the end of the season and even this past weekend that could be a riser up the board, maybe somebody that doesn't necessarily go in the first round but could go day two, day three?
Well, I think that Joshua Bledsoe, the safety from Missouri, closed out the year well, really was a steady contributor and tackler for Missouri, has a quality skill set. I think he could go in the second day of the draft. He could sneak into round three. He was a sleeper that played the season. Missouri didn't have a lot of talent, but he played really well this year to help himself. And that, I think, is part of why he got into the Senior Bowl. But definitely the safety position is looking strong. Trayvon Morig from TCU had a really nice year. We had a few of the other top guys kind of have strange years in terms of Andre Sisco going down with the pregame collision that ended his season early. Paris Ford and left Pitt with a few games left and opted out, and Javon Holland didn't play for Oregon this year. So the defensive back position and safety could be strong in this draft, but there's a lot of question marks with some of these guys that could go early. And same with Richard LeConte, the safety at Georgia, was having a really nice season, then had a motorcycle accident that costed him some games. So you're going to have a medical issue there potentially. So definitely that could be a strong position in the draft if a lot of these question marks get kind of answered in the right way. But these guys definitely are talented. You have some really good options for safety potentially late in the first round, second round, third round.
Charlie, since we're not going to talk again until after the initial round of bowls happens, I wanted to get your thoughts on who you're looking forward to seeing in these bowl games the most, who might be able to help themselves the most, or potentially hurt themselves if we were to flip the coin there. And then also, I wanted your thoughts on how this college football playoff ended up. I know it's a weird year, but we're getting Trevor Lawrence versus Justin Fields, so that should be a fun matchup as Clemson finishes at number two with Ohio State at number three, and then Notre Dame at number four going up against the odds-on favorite to win it all, Alabama.
Yeah, I I mean, you know, I think that it's been an unfortunate kind of situation for some of these teams. I think like Texas A&M, because Ohio State and Notre Dame, in my opinion, haven't looked all that great. Notre Dame was playing better, but that was just an embarrassing loss against Clemson. I mean, it was Clemson just cruised over them. So for them to lose that way and still get in, and then Ohio State to really not play well at all against teams like Indiana and Northwestern, yet A&M has, you know, held their own against Alabama. They beat Florida. So I think they have a really good argument as to why they should be in there. So, but at the end of the day, I don't think it matters a whole lot, because it should be, I would be shocked if Alabama and Clemson didn't advance to the finals. I think those two teams are clearly the two best in the country. And so if the one of those two loses, that would be a real shocker if they lost in the semifinal. But I think they're by far the best teams, and they'll definitely put a lot of pro talent on display here in the playoffs. So it'll be really interesting to see how they do when they get to going head to head.
This will be arguably the most fascinating bowl season that we've seen in quite some time, just because of everything that's going on. These are some fascinating matchups, and as you said, a lot of potential pro players on display. So if you're monitoring the draft, and if you're a Jets fan at this point, of course you are, it's well worth watching all the key bowl matchups, especially the playoff between the top four teams. Again, Alabama at number one taking on number four Notre Dame, and number two Clemson taking on number three Ohio State. The big marquee there is Justin Fields having an opportunity to maybe boost himself back up to guaranteed QB2. Right now that might be in question, against the inarguable QB1 in Trevor Lawrence for Clemson. Charlie Campbell, senior draft analyst for WalterFootball.com. Thank you so much for coming on. As always, really appreciate it. I know you've got a ton going on at WalterFootball.com. This is when your busy season really starts. So when people head over there, what are they going to see?
We got tons of mocks, prospect rankings, where teams are grading players, reports on that coming out all the time. So we just got tons of content up there, previews, stock reports, big boards, everything you could need.
There you go. Make sure you check out everything Charlie's doing over at WalterFootball.com for everything you could ever want related to the NFL draft. Plus, of course, Walter himself has plenty of fantasy football information up there and gambling picks, as you hear on this show every week for the pregame report. He's done really well this year, making quite a bit of money. So gambling, fantasy football, the NFL draft, it's all there at WalterFootball.com. And make sure that you're following Charlie on Twitter as well, at DraftCampbell. If you haven't given us a 5-star review on iTunes yet, if you could go ahead and do that for us, really appreciate it. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time, doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you could go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts, you know where to go. That's Turn on the Jets Digital and TurnOnTheJets.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.